Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. This week we are taking a look at the parables of Jesus. We started out this week by looking at parables that specifically gave us insight into kingdom principles about prayer. We talked first about the Pharisee and the tax collector, and in that parable, we see the man who prayed a very self-righteous prayer and the man, the tax collector, who prayed a very humble prayer, a prayer of great humility before God. And Jesus said that's the one that went down to his house justified. Yesterday, we talked about the parable of the friend at midnight, and it gave us a picture of intercessory prayer, of praying when it's most inconvenient. Today, we will talk about the parable of the importune widow, or many people have called it the parable of the unjust judge, but the widow is the one that comes to the forefront, and it is her story that gives us such a picture of persistence in prayer. In the Message translation of this parable in Luke 18, we read this: Jesus told them a story showing that it was necessary for them to pray consistently and never quit. He said, "There was once a judge in some city who never gave God a thought and cared nothing for people. A widow in that city kept after him, 'My rights are being violated, protect me.' He never gave her the time of day. But after this went on and on, he said to himself, 'I care nothing about what God thinks and even less what people think. But because this widow won't quit badgering me, I better do something and see that she gets justice. Otherwise, I'm going to end up beaten black and blue by her pounding.' Then the master said, 'Do you hear what the judge, corrupt as he is saying? So what makes you think God won't step in and work justice for his chosen people who continue to cry out for help? Won't he stick up for them? I assure you he will. He will not drag his feet. But how much of that kind of persistent faith will the Son of Man find on the earth when he returns?" This parable, Jesus said, was given to teach people that they always ought to pray and not lose heart, or they ought to pray and not faint. It is very definitely a prayer about maintaining a persistent faith when you pray, believing that you will receive what you've asked for from God, and not doubting and not backing down and not thinking he's never going to answer and not thinking he must not care. All of those types of thoughts that people are assaulted with when they are praying for a specific petition that has not been answered for perhaps a lengthy period of time, those thoughts are attacks of the enemy of your soul to get you to stop persisting in prayer. And here, Jesus said that he spoke this parable to them so that they would continue to pray and not lose heart in their praying. And then at the end of the parable, he says, "When the Son of Man comes, will he really find faith on the earth?" And he doesn't answer his own question. He's asking, will there be people who persist in their faith even when natural answers don't appear to be on the horizon? God wants us to be people who pray with persistence and faith, not just persistence in the sense of, "God, give it to me, God, give it to me, God, give it to me," a persistence of a badgering type of prayer, but instead of a confident faith. You are a good God. Your word says, "Won't the judge of all the earth do right?" Where you're praying what God says with faith, believing He is a good God. He is a God of mercy. He is a God that intervenes in the lives of men and women today. He is a God that cares and has compassion and desires to deliver and to set free and to heal and to provide and to give every good gift from the Father of lights. God wants us to be people who pray with a persistence and faith. Taking a close look at this parable, we can make a few observations. First of all, the woman in this parable was a poor widow. In the day in which this scripture was written, women had very little influence in society. And a woman without a husband would be on the very lowest echelon of societal influential scale. She had no husband. She was widowed. We're not told if she had a family, whether she had children, but from all appearances, it seemed that she was alone in the world. Whether children had grown up and gone away or whether they had also died, it is not revealed. But we see from the story that she seemed to be quite alone. So first of all, we find somebody who has very little social status or a person of social insignificance, you could say, and of little influence. So when she went to this judge, there was nothing about her whatsoever that would evoke a desire on the part of a corrupt or unjust judge to help her. There was nothing she could give him. There was nothing she could assist him with in return if she got help from him. He had no natural reason to assist her or to make sure that she got justice because he was a corrupt or an unjust judge, and he wasn't doing it because it was his duty. You could say his attitude would be, it would be a waste of time for him to help or to deal with a case of somebody who was as insignificant as she was. So the judge initially simply dismissed her, ignored her, was cold, was indifferent, made no sign that he would ever help her with her case. But she was a very persistent woman. She was not going to give up. Without a doubt, she made herself a very familiar sight in that courtroom. Every time she showed up, the attendants in that court probably looked at one another with knowing glances, thinking, here she comes again. She was not going to accept defeat, no matter how many times she had returned to that courtroom and gotten a negative response. She was not going to despair or give up her hope about the matter. Again and again, she went back to that court until finally, with her continual pestering, the judge granted her petition. We know that this parable encourages persistence in prayer. And if it was not Jesus himself that made the comparison of God to the unjust judge, we would never dare use that as a comparison. But he was using it in the sense of an exaggerated picture that if an unjust judge would give the woman the answer she desired, how much more so would not God avenge his own elect, which cry to him day and night? Let me encourage you. You may think that you are not a significant person or person of influence with God. This could not be further from the truth, because God does not judge people the way human beings judge and assess people. He does not look at you and say, well, you're no one important. You're not a pastor. You're not a missionary. You're not an evangelist. You're not out winning millions of people to the Lord, so your prayers aren't as important. This is not the case with God. So this parable should be a great encouragement because it pits the most insignificant person in society, so to speak, in this parable, in a position where no help would be naturally forthcoming to her, and yet she receives her petition. It doesn't matter who you are. God hears your prayer when you come to Him. He wants you to know that your prayers do come up before God, and that God is not like the unjust judge, but more than even this man who would give it to her because of her persistence. God will respond to His own elect, His people, His believers, when they cry to Him day and night, bringing before Him a particular petition. Don't give up in your prayers, but be persistent in faith, meaning not doubting God and saying, "Why aren't you answering?" Saying, "God, I believe you're good. I believe you're a God of mercy. I believe you're everything your word says that you are. And because of that, I keep coming to you and I'm thanking you for the answer. I'm thanking you that you have heard me. I'm thanking you. You have not forgotten me. I'm thanking you. Your word promises that the judge of all the earth will do right. So I thank you for taking care of this situation." That's how you persist in prayer without allowing the element of doubt or unbelief or questioning of God's character to enter in. Pray persistently in faith. You've prayed once about it, then continue to pray with thanksgiving, and it will be a prayer of faith God can respond to. This is Rita Langland encouraging you to have a victorious week. Hi, thanks for listening today. I would like to invite you to prayerfully consider becoming a partner with Hidden with Christ Ministries. We call our partners Supply Keepers. Call us at 1-866-HE-HEALS or email us through our website and let us know that you'd like to become a Supply Keeper, helping to disciple the nations before the return of our Lord.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.